isn't gossip. No, he doesn't talk trash. A treasure trove of pop culture gold. Well, I'm sold. Now behold.
Hello, my little peanuts. It's me, your host, Lance Bass. This is the Lance Bass Show for our special month-long Celebrity Big Brother viewing party, which we just had with Turkey Turgeon.
Hey there. I was caught off guard with the viewing party. I was like, wait, were we just at
Yeah, did you notice all the people at the house?
Oh, yeah.
It was great. Well, hello. We have a little boy and a little girl right here.
Oh, we do.
Watching with us. They love Big Brother, as you can hear in the background. Violet is loving her Uncle Kirkpatrick.
She is.
Rooting him on. Unfortunately, though, I have to say Alexander.
What?
Shayna fan.
Oh.
I know. But
well, at least they're in the same alliance.
They're in the same alliance, which I'm really liking Shayna and Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
They are definitely a final two. It is very apparent they're a final two. And I like that team because they do have each other's back. All right, so the episode is beginning. Catan is very emotional that Mariah has left. He feels that he should have been voted out. I have to say, I love Chris Catan. I don't love him in this game. I would be so pissed if I was playing in this game and there was someone like Catan in there that didn't know what was going on. I mean, it would ruin any kind of gameplay that you would normally have.
Yeah.
It's a wild card.
Yeah, and you can't really rely on them to win anything or actually accomplish anything for you. I mean, it's kind of the same with Cynthia. It's like she doesn't really understand any of the games or the rules when she plays them.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot in the house that don't know the rules.
Yeah, like they're just like...
Todd Bridges doesn't. Cynthia doesn't.
Like basically the older ones. I'm not trying to be ageist here.
Yeah.
But they're just not...
They just didn't watch it.
They didn't watch it, so they're just not getting what they're supposed to be doing or like paying attention as much. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just harder to like have real like strategies.
Yeah, and in Chris's HOH, he had an opportunity to backdoor Todrick, and I think he would have if Catan wasn't in the house.
Yeah.
I think that he just didn't trust that wouldn't get out. You just don't know what he's going to say.
Exactly.
So he had to stick with Todrick and Misha for this last HOH. Well, now Nisha is HOH, and who is her target? We think it's Carson at this point. And, you know, she still kind of is on Carson, but Todrick is really trying to get her in her ear about Chris.
Yeah.
Because now Chris Kirkpatrick and Todrick Hall are mortal enemies.
I know.
Without even, you know, they've been nice in each other's faces, but behind the closed doors, yeah, it is on. Todrick is, like, gunning for him. And kind of convincing Misha that maybe Chris should be the one to go out.
I know. He's like really incessant.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's really like getting in her head about Chris.
Oh, and we saw that on live feeds, by the way. This wasn't in the episode.
No. Yeah. We were just watching it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now Catan, we just kind of like, okay, put him off to the side. Todrick and officially Chris is Shayna's target. Between Chris and Todrick, whoever takes the person out first has a really good chance of winning the game. But Chris has got to get Todrick out. Like, he is now. Todrick is finally, you know how there's always, you know, villains and good guys in every reality show. He is definitely going the villain route.
For sure.
And I think that might be on purpose a little bit, you know. And
I don't think it's on purpose. I think he just can't help it. It's just his personality.
No, I mean, it is his personality. He's got, you know, the certain narcissistic personality. But I also think that he's such a huge Disney fan, and he's like, you know, villains can really kind of go far.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he wants to be a Disney villain, is what I'm thinking.
Okay, that's a nice magical viewpoint of it.
Yeah.
I just think it's a personality trait.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's just playing it to the nth degree.
Yeah.
You know, and being like, okay, I'll be a villain. And Chris is the good guy. So, yeah. Now, all of a sudden, we shoot to Kato Kaelin. In a jacuzzi, seemingly really drunk, having a good old time, introducing the Power of Veto competition. So they all head out to the jacuzzi. Kato is gone, so I don't know really why. I guess he was just there to introduce it. He has nothing to do with the competition.
Nah, just chilling.
So they all have to wear these huge, you know, ski clothes, and they're on the ski lift. They have the skis on, the poles, you know, helmet, glasses, you name it. they have it on, and they're sitting in, and so the competition is basically you have to take all of your clothes off, even your long johns and everything, into your bathing suit. But there's three buttons on the ski lift. You have to, there's one by your butt, there's one by your left hand, and there's one by your left foot. You have to take all your clothes off by and still hold those buttons down, because if you let go of the buttons, the time goes way faster.
Yeah, it starts speeding up.
With, you know, two buttons unpushed, then it goes really, and three buttons, it's going like 60 times fast. And the person with the least amount of time obviously wins. So they go, and Catan, of course, is horrible and doesn't even finish it. Doesn't even take his clothes off.
he
didn't even push a button. Like he just didn't even push a button.
No. I don't think he knew what was going on.
And this was after Todrick goes first and kills it.
Yeah, he did really well.
Yeah, really well. I think, I don't even know. Well, they don't show the minutes, but
he got 6 minutes and 50-something seconds.
Oh, okay. Six minutes.
Or 20-something seconds.
And Chris Kattan was over an hour.
Yeah, he just maxed out.
He maxed out, yeah. Then the next person, Miss Cynthia, goes. I have to always call her Miss Cynthia now for, you know, thank you, Chris. Again, did not realize how the game works and you have to press down the buttons. So she didn't, and also got a horrible score.
Yes.
Todd Bridges, same thing, didn't know to push buttons, so he just kind of ran out of time. Misha comes in and kills it.
Yeah.
This was built for her. So it's interesting because, you know, Todrick and Misha killed it both. So which one won is what we're basically thinking. Because Lamar, who's so lovable in the house.
He is funny.
Yeah, we love Lamar. And he did okay for that. I mean, for being 6 foot
10,
50.
yeah, something like that.
That's hard. That's a hard thing.
Yeah,
taking
but
off ski clothes.
He tried his hardest.
He did, and he did okay.
Yeah, he did better than Cynthia and Chris Kattan.
I mean, come on, big brother. You got to get people that know this game next time. All right, so Misha kills it. Todrick kills it. The person who wins the power veto is Misha.
Oh, yes. She got like 3 minutes.
Oh, sorry, that was HOH.
Yeah, HOH.
Sorry, this is HOH, not power veto. So, yeah. So Misha kills it. She's HOH for the second time. There's only been three HOHs, and she's had two. So that is really good for her and her little, you know, mate Todrick Hall.
Yeah, I have a feeling in any like physical competition she's gonna win.
Yeah, I mean she's
clearly the most fit person in the house
and agile.
I mean, you're a fighter. You have to have so much endurance and stamina. Like no one's gonna beat her when it comes to that.
Yeah, and Lamar is, you know, hadn't been playing basketball professionally, so. You know, you get injured more.
And he's just too big. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of these competitions are just not made for somebody that large.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought he did really great for his size. So, yeah, Misha wins again. Not good for Chris Kirkpatrick and Shayna because, you know, now they are arch enemies to that side. Although, Misha loves Chris. And Misha Misha's not gunning for Chris.
She's really not, but... Clear, but Todrick is really...
I mean, making Chris look like a horrible person.
I know. He's really trying to paint him as like a straight white man, real loser, like somehow...
Mm-hmm. Like really trying to make him look bad in front
of her. Make him look almost like a bigot.
Mm-hmm. And saying, you know, basically making it sound like he's obsessed with Misha and that he is so upset as a straight white man that
a black gay man is friend with her.
Yeah. And that hurts his ego, you know. So,
but like, but knowing Chris, that really is so not the case. Like, he doesn't care. Mm-hmm. He's just is a fan of hers. And just wanted to play.
I know. Of course, Chris wants to play with her, but I think
he doesn't care about Todrick.
Trust me, Chris knows that Todrick and her are in cahoots. He's known since day one.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason he's with Shayna. So. But Todrick's, again, just trying to vilify Chris.
Because he couldn't manipulate him the week before. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's kind of working for Misha. Because Misha, I think, is now seeing two moves ahead, seeing that, yes, she probably does need to get rid of Chris. You know, if it's good for her partner. So, yeah, that's going to be a scary thing to watch.
I know. I just don't know what's going to happen. Hopefully Chris makes it out all right.
All right. So Misha's HOH. Who's she going to go for? I mean, we all think she's going to go for Carson. Cynthia, because I think they see Carson and Cynthia as a team.
Yeah.
Catan is an easy choice, but why waste your HOH on the worst player? I mean, yeah. I would keep him.
He's not a threat to anybody.
That's who I want to sit next to right at the end. Carson has another great Misha moment. It's all about Misha. And Cynthia tries to turn it on Catan.
I know.
Because she knows she's going to be on the block if Carson is. So she's trying to hint to Misha that, you know, Catan's an easy vote. He wanted to be out. He doesn't deserve to be here. And yeah, right. No, she's not going to go for that because she knows how to play this game. And now Chris is glad Todrick didn't win again, confirming that that is 100% his target, and it should be. Says he is the wild card of the season.
Yeah, the two of them are after each other.
And it's true. And that's why I wanted them to beat. I wanted them to team up as a weird final two that they probably wouldn't get along normally. But if you had this final two, then guess what? You wouldn't have a mortal enemy now. Y'all would be on the same side.
I know. They did the opposite of what you wanted.
I know. See what happens when you don't follow my plan? You get an arch enemy right off the bat. You always want to make friends with the enemy.
I agree.
Keep them close. Keep that big target person you don't trust right next to you. All right. So there was a nice little scene with Misha and Todrick. She got really deep with him about how she was raised. And that was really kind of heartwarming because she was definitely a have-not Misha growing up.
It was a nice pun, dude.
Oh, thanks. I thought I'd, you know, really tie it into the Big Brother fandom.
Yes, yeah. It's very beautiful.
And, you know, we had a real big love moment for her mom, who she definitely have a contentious relationship with. But she really, like, poured out the love for her mom and what she did for her in order to get to where she was today. Which is nice.
Not like that fancy Ronda Rousey.
I know. She definitely did a little jab for her our enemy.
Yeah, her nemesis. Our
nemesis. Because I guess Ronda Rousey grew up in Venice Beach or whatever. You know, she was a have. And she put a little dig in there saying that, you know, she had the opportunities more than I did.
Yes, but she was gracious about it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's see. Carson has a nice tub moment in the HOH room. He's just, I mean, Carson, no one's ever going to vote him out because he's so funny. Just the entertainment. Like, he takes a joke and he just keeps going with it. Like, makes sure that it's...
But it's so good.
Yeah, he's entertaining. So he takes a nice little bubble bath, and that was fun. So Cynthia, she was on the couch, and then... Catan was talking to Misha in the kitchen, and Cynthia overheard Misha telling Catan, she's like, well, can I trust you? And he was like, well, I don't know. She's like, well, I guess I'm going to find out. And she's like, you're not on my target. She's like, you're not being nominated this week. So Cynthia hears that, and she's like, well, you know, I know it's Carson, and if it's not Catan, then it's me. So she knows she's basically going on the block.
Yeah.
She tells Carson, all right, so it's looking like Carson and Miss Cynthia are going to be on the block. Shayna trips up the stairs twice, going up to the HOH room. And it looks like it hurt, too.
Yeah, I can't help it, but when people fall, it's the funniest thing in the world. Even if it's like a really bad fall, it's just a trigger laughter for me.
It is. It's one of my favorite things to see someone trip. Not hurt them, so I can't. I hate when I see people hurt.
Like, I have a memory in high school with my friend Marissa was walking down the hallway, and it was my free period, and I'm watching her walk up down the hallway upstairs. I literally see her just like stumble and just fall face first into the floor. And I think whenever I want to just laugh to myself, I just think about it in my head and I automatically start instantly laughing because it was just so funny.
Did she get hurt?
I mean, yeah, her knees were bruised.
Oh, man.
But it was just the funniest sight ever because if you could only see it.
Well, she trips up the stairs and so hard that the camera shake. And I mean, it was like an earthquake. And then she's kind of laughing it off like, okay, this is embarrassing. And then she goes five more steps and does it again. Because she's wearing, I guess, house shoes. So they're not really very conducive going upstairs. And just eats it again. So yeah, she very embarrassingly goes to the HOH room. So Todrick wants Chris. Wait, what does that mean? Todrick wants Chris.
I don't know.
Todrick wants Chris, y'all.
Lance notes. He's trying to decipher his own writings. Yeah, right.
Okay, so yeah, he knows Chris would have him as a target. So it is on. Operation Eliminate Chris or Todrick is on. Who is going to win? Hopefully it's Chris. And then, oh, if Todrick doesn't get in Misha's head too much, Chris should be safe this week.
I know, but just judging by the feeds, he's really making a good case to try to get Chris Kirkpatrick out.
And
so
her wheels are turning, being like, oh, I think this game just went a week ahead. I'm like, well, girl, if you're not thinking 5 weeks ahead, or how many weeks are there? 4 weeks ahead.
But I wonder if she's also on the feeds just saying this to appease
Todrick.
Todrick, yeah, because she has other plans in mind for herself.
Maybe, because we don't see her confessional.
Exactly.
Like, he could leave and she'd be like, yeah, I don't think so.
Like, because, like, he's trying hard and, like,
but
she's
not
aware
really,
of that.
But this is why I don't think so. She's so honest.
She is very honest.
She doesn't say it. She wouldn't be that conniving. She would just tell him right now, like, I don't want to work with you right now anymore.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I kind of like that. You know, that's why I would love to be partners with her, because you know exactly what she's thinking. And still the biggest target. Okay, so now it is nomination time.
Yes.
And Carson and Cynthia should be going on the block. And boom, our feed cuts. And I have no idea who really killed them. But I'm assuming Carson and Cynthia are up.
Yeah,
I know
it's them.
It went Carson.
No, it's Carson and
I know
Cynthia.
It's Carson. But then right when it was about to show
yeah,
Cynthia.
Yeah, our feed cut.
It cut. But I mean, it's got to be
no, Cynthia. It is Cynthia.
Okay, you checked on that?
Yes, because on the feed, they're talking about if someone takes Cynthia down,
then they might
put Chris up.
Gotcha.
And you're a flippity-flip.
So this is their only chance to do a backdoor option with Chris, which, if I were a betting man, is probably going to happen.
Unless she just doesn't want to make big moves, unless she just decides to play, you know, a little cool.
I mean, unless someone convinces her that is, and it really, I mean, that would be a huge baller move.
Oh, it would be a really good move.
Because he's definitely like
their biggest, he's their biggest person going after them.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, yeah, we'll see what happens in the house. I think the next episode is Thursday. I don't know if that's live or not. Maybe someone's got to leave. So maybe Thursday's a live show. I don't know. Who's your MVP for the episode?
I mean, I'm going to have to say Misha again. I mean, it's only been three head of households and she's won two. And she did that like so good. I can't imagine anyone ever doing better than her on that competition.
Mm-hmm.
And this was kind of a week she kind of needed to win.
Right. Did Shayna win something this episode? Why do I think she won?
I think she maybe won something on the feeds that we haven't seen yet.
Oh, okay. I think she might have won because I don't know. Maybe we're thinking too much ahead. See, that's what sucks when you're watching live feeds and then watch all the recap stuff because you don't know what's come first sometimes. Oh, well. But my MVP would be Misha for sure.
Who's your MVP?
MVP definitely goes to Chris Kattan because he's just really ruining people's games for no apparent reason.
And he's not even purposely ruining it. He's just his presence is just ruining it because he doesn't know what to do.
He's just clueless. He is clueless. All right. Well, I think that is all the show, unless you have something really important to say, Turkey.
I do. I just want to say, no, I have nothing to say. Just thanks for listening, guys. it's been swell.
All right. Be good to each other out there. Don't drink and drive. Take care of those animals. And we're going to see you on Thursday with a new episode of The Lance Bass Show, Celebrity Big Brother Edition.